readers, I've just had the pleasure of visiting Portland, Oregon. What a beautiful place, and that city can cook, if you know what I mean. Standing in line at the Voodoo, just wild. But I visited another of Portland's most tempting sights. I am here in an institution in Portland, Powell's Bookstore, and I am speaking today with Bruce Burkhart, one of 10 operations managers here at the store. Welcome, Bruce. Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Well, thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about the history of this amazing place.
Well, you identified it as Powell's Books. I like to refer to it as Powell's City of Books. We've been a bookstore here in Portland for 42 years. I suspect that many of your listeners have heard of us or visited us. We are a bookstore that is a full city block. At the highest point, we're four stories high. We have nearly 1 million books. My pleasure is saying to anyone that our cheapest book is 25 cents and used, because we're a new and used bookstore. And our most expensive currently is a Lewis and Clark Journal for $350,000.
We're actually sitting in the rare book room. Tell us a little about that.
Rare Book Room holds some of the most wonderful books that we have. It's part of the greatest pleasure I get out of working here. I've been here for 17 years. A rare book that finds its way here into this room comes here any number of ways. We seek it out. More often, though, it's a book that walks into our doors by someone who is selling books to us. And between our buyer and the seller, we suddenly discover that they have a very special book. That's sort of the life and times.
The store is divided into many different rooms and areas. Tell us about some of the customer favorites.
Customers' favorites. I'd like to think that every room, and we have nine of them, we have plenty of customer favorites. We have, generally speaking, we get about 3,000 to 4,000 visitors every day to our store. And we have the nine rooms that are all what we deem a color. So we have a gold room, a coffee brown room, a blue room, a green room, an orange room, a rose room, purple, pearl, and red. Each one of them, to the best that we can, serves up a certain subject area. Example, the gold room can be many times the most well-trafficked in a day. It is the genre room, science fiction, fantasy, mystery, horror, all sorts of things.
Many of the biggest names in the literary world have visited here and signed books and done a reading. Can you share some of your favorite highlights?
I will say my favorite author is Chuck Palahniuk, who is a local author, doesn't live here in town anymore. In a good way, has caused us troubles. We once had to tell him to quit shelving our books, and he was not shelving his own books. He was just simply at home and doing some work in our blue room. I had the great fun of spending quite a bit of time with Matt Groening, world-renowned for his world of Bart Simpson. Used to live here. I don't think he lives here anymore, but nonetheless, he visits quite often and was a great pleasure to meet and spend some time with. The middle school students that I often host here at our store are very disappointed to learn that I have turned Bart Simpson into a history class, because Matt used some of the characters' names borrowing from some of the founders of the city of Portland.
And how many people walk through the door every month?
On average, outside of the holidays, 3,000 to 4,000 a day.
Tell us some more about what's here in the Rare Book Room. It's an amazing place.
It is an amazing place. And one of the best books that I have here in this room is the Lewis and Clark Journals, published in 1814. And what they are for $25,000 is... a used working two-volume set. And what I mean by that is somebody in the year 1814 purchased these books, probably in Missouri, and actually used them to travel to the Oregon territory that we are sitting in right now. So it is certainly wonderful that we here in Portland, Powell City of Books, has this to offer up to someone, but we also have it for others to simply look at and admire. I also had, I sold it, was a book written by John F. Kennedy that he actually inscribed a letter inside of the book, as well as inserted a handwritten letter to a citizen of Oregon.
In walking around the store, I noticed a great diversity of age, and young readers are just as excited about being here as older readers. Can you talk about how the store keeps bringing in people from all different ages?
I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because I think the one question that comes to me more often than not is, what is the thing that excites you the most about working at Powell's? And that answer is not anything to do with the authors who come to visit us or anything. It has to do with the youngest. And I actually spend a length of time working with students from all the school districts in the general area, Oregon and Washington. The excitement that I get when I have a middle school student come and I walk them through the store and show them this world of books. The excitement I get when I see their excitement and when I find and watch a whole classroom searching out individually, each one of them searching out for a book that they want and finding it. And when I watch them as they are exiting the store, paying no attention to anybody at all except telling their fellow student how excited they are about the book that they have in their hand. That is the thrill of a lifetime. That is what I enjoy the most. I have to say, and tip of my hat to all those authors that present wonderful works that cause those younger people to flock to the bookshelves, because time and time again it happens. Suzanne Collins, J.K. Rowling, all sorts of authors have done this for the younger audience to begin their world and travels through books. And I have no doubts that the language of humans will continue on forever on pages, whatever those pages might look like.
Talk a little about the evolution of Powell's in the world of Kindle and Nook. I mean, I find your store quite crowded. So how is the store evolving with the, you know, electronic revolution?
It is evolving in conjunction with the evolution. If someone were to ask me, will books exist forever? I can't answer that question. I do know that books are cherished by many, and I think that the Kindle, the electronic book, has its place, and I think the book has its place, and that they will share those shelves in homes, whatever that might be, and be forever.
And another way that the store is evolving?
Well, we are moving into a whole new world. It's one that allows a person to walk into our store with their own manuscript that they have never had published. But it allows them to walk into our store, hand that manuscript over to what we are calling the Espresso Book Machine. And the Espresso Book Machine currently, I know that they have one in the Brooklyn Public Library, and it now lives here on the West Coast at Powell's City of Books, which in a matter of minutes, and I think 5 to 10 minutes, generally speaking, a person could hand a script over to them, and they would turn it into a book, turn the pages, and bind it, and hand it to them as a completed book. What does that mean? That means it allows a person who has written a book but has never had it published to do just that, publish it in book form. It allows them actually to put it on a network. Once it is accepted, then they say yes. It allows them to put it on a network to have it available for others. It allows anyone who wants to archive something in book form. For example, a young child who has beautiful artwork that they have collected through this young school years, that what do you do with it? Why not put it into book form? I personally will be turning a recently passed away father, turning his history that he had, which was a wonderful history, turning all of that into a book form to then hand to my family. It's a whole new world. There are many books that are not available that can now become available in book form. And all of that is being offered right here at Palisadia Books with the Espresso Book Machine, which is really kind of neat to look at.
Well, thank you so much. This is an amazing place, and I think anyone who visits Portland has to make this one of their first stops. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you again.